The Barbs are having a hot girl summer. Kodak Black might officially be canceled, and Oregon is putting mental health first. All that and more, you've just logged on to Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
I feel like we make up a new dance. Well, at least I make up a new dance. Every single time.
I'm trying to catch the beat.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Oh.
Wait. And then the
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to our timeline of Black Twitter, where all the Black culture, Black news, Black gossip all comes together. The phenomenon that you know on Black Twitter, well, as Black Twitter on Twitter, is right here in this show. We've got some hot topics. We've got retweet or delete. And who said that? All that and more. But we got to start off with our hot topics. But actually, as I, like last time, we need to stop, you know, just jumping right in. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. You're so kind. I'm doing okay. You know, like when people ask you how you're doing and people just are like, oh, yeah, I'm good.
Right.
Nobody cares to know exactly how you're doing. They're just like, let's keep moving.
Yeah.
But I think people should start being more honest about that. So I think I'm okay. I could be better. And we'll get there.
Yes. And just so you guys know, I'm Rocky Harris. This is my lovely
panelist,
Jamie and Sierra at the
Keeping
it locked. And Sierra, how was your
tell us
weekend?
It was pretty good and pretty chill because I had a crazy one last time, so I was just relaxing.
Okay,
yeah,
and it's hot.
Working,
like I feel like we're
working.
Okay, come on, get that coin.
It is crazy hot.
It is. I feel like we're officially, like, actually, literally having a hot girl summer now because it's sweaty. Sweat girl summer. But, and, you know, and speaking of hot girls and Barbs coming together, it's a lot of, you know, female unity. Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion caught up with each other on Instagram Live. It was so super cute. I love this. Did you guys get that notification when they went live? Because I didn't even see it until it got posted.
You know what's funny? I was actually watching Megan live.
Oh!
But I got off, and I guess Nicki got on. So, I caught it before Nicki got on.
Oh.
Yeah, I was late. I found out, you know, on the blogs, just like a lot of other people, and I was like, I love this.
Right?
Exactly.
I love it. I was immediately
I
like,
I loved it for so many reasons.
Absolutely. Like, seriously, as soon as I, like, got onto my, like, just, you know, when you get on Instagram, you're like, what's the news? Baller Alert, Shade Room.
Right.
And the first thing that popped up was them together on one screen, and I was like, what's going on? Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this past Saturday, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion got on Instagram Live, and we're just chatting it up. They talked about Megan being in school, and she, and Megan praised her about holding it down in the rap game for 10 years, 10 plus years. And they opened up about writing their own rhymes, and they might possibly do an album together, or not an album together, but a song together.
Mm.
So, as we know, you know, Megan is about to drop her own album.
Yes.
And the end of the Instagram Live, she was like, you know, don't run from me, friend.
I love it. She's like, let's make this a new thing.
Exactly.
Which I love. I think that Megan is always, I don't know if she is just like the golden ticket, but like she is bringing all of these female rappers together, I feel like, in a sense, with her and Dreezy and Nicki Minaj and all these other people like Malibu Mitch. Like she's
even the R&B artists. She's really tied with Kalani, which is super, super cool to see. Yeah,
I
love it.
She's so cute.
I feel like they have such a close relationship, and I just feel like she's making sexuality for women a little bit more open.
As it should be.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Well, obviously, we have to check in with Black Twitter and see what they say. Nate, Next Level Nate said, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion are conversing on Instagram Live. This is not a drill, okay?
Seriously.
I know, so much fun. I'm glad that, you know, female rappers are starting to, like, unite and not feel like they have to beef with one another. Because I do feel like, though, okay, did y'all catch anything weird during, like, their Instagram Live, like...
Okay, thank you. Maybe it's the Aries thing, okay? Because I was like, would this be me? Probably not. Here's why. Because, like, when they were
online... Who would you not be? Nicki or Meg?
I don't think I would be Nicki. Like, I think when I was watching, I was listen. When I was watching, I was like, damn, they need friends. Like, for real, like, celebrity life, because it was just, like, the interaction. I was like, Nicki, did you really need this validation? Like, just the way she was receiving it, it's like she really did need that, and maybe she's not receiving it like she wants. And I think, you know, granted, we don't know them personally, but just their whole interaction, it was almost like, okay. And then even when, like, they were rapping, and Nicki was, like, rapping her verse, I was like, Megan missed that verse. Like, she knew the song, but not that well.
Exactly. Go ahead, Sierra. No, go ahead.
No, well, not even just speaking on what happened during the live, but in general, I have to be honest. I love you both. Don't, please do not get me wrong. I just have to keep it real. I just have to keep it honest. I feel like I love this moment. But you know how Nicki has been getting a lot of backlash lately, how she treats other rappers.
Yes.
So my question is, where was the same energy with everyone else? I'm sorry I have to say it, but it's like, I love that you're supporting Megan. We all love her, but can you do that to everyone else too?
You know, and I think,
and that's why I don't like, don't pick and choose what rapper you want to be in their face, what you want to, and not say she's being like in a bad way. It can be genuine. It's probably genuine what I'm saying. Do that to everyone.
Absolutely.
But also, why not be choosy? I mean, I want to hang around everybody. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got to, we ain't got to be buddy-buddy. But we ain't going to have no beef. Like, her and Cardi have a known beef. You know, like, her and we have a known beef. Like, we ain't got to be beefed up, but we ain't got to be besties. But, like, it needs to be respect.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like she has that with every rapper in the
It's definitely weird because she's been close with Trina and several other people before. Yeah. And she definitely did shout out Lil' Kim when when she first came out. And Nicki was really the only female rapper that was thriving the way that she was at her time. And there's a lot of rumors, like, allegedly, she was like, no, I'm trying to stop bags with other female artists that could have potentially gotten to the point that she is. But at the same time, like, that's a lot of he say, she say. Lil' Kim has been consistent with her story about how, I guess, she, Nicki apparently was trying to, like, rip off her... in the style.
Which I'm sure she was.
Have you seen the comparison? I'm sorry, the comparison
video?
And I really don't try to look, like, give into stuff like that. I'm like, somebody probably did that, but I seen it enough to be like, oh, sis, did you really study that before? You know? Like,
right. I feel like Nicki is so different than Lil' Kim in a lot of ways. I think she's very similar to her in a lot of ways, but I do feel like Nicki definitely paved her own way in some areas.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
people always don't compare.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a Barb or a Bardi gang or a Stallion.
Just give us the bangers and, like, keep it
and let's have, especially black unity amongst females, period. Because, you know, we're always going to be the ones that are left out. And just the extra bag.
And all three on my playlist, so.
Period.
Yeah.
Really? City Girls, Rico Nasty, Rhapsody, all of the dope people who make music and content that we enjoy and love, we support you, whatever y'all want to do. If anything, we just want y'all not to argue.
Exactly. You know? Come on.
But I'm going to still listen.
Okay. But speaking of people, you know, starting trouble again, Kodak Black is just tripping with Young Miami, but Sierra's going to tell us all about it.
Yes, so as we know, Kodak, his name has been kind of buzzing in the media as it is, which has been not good. So he just had to seal the deal with this, and he's in jail right now. So that kind of made it even, like, more...
And he's already kind of in trouble because of rape allegations. He's got a lot going on.
And it's just like, when are you going to stop? So he's in jail right now, as we know. So on his call that he did, on his freestyle he did over the phone, he wanted to mention Young Miami in it. So we actually have an audio clip so you can hear what he said, and then we'll get into it. Okay, so if you didn't hear the last line, he said, when I see her, I'm gonna kick that beep in her stomach. Now, first off, regardless of if she's Young Miami or a normal woman, why would you even say that?
Right, and you know she's pregnant, so you're mad because of whatever relationship didn't work between y'all.
But that's your retaliation? And then of course, but I do love how Young Miami's current boyfriend, you know, he kind of made a backlash come in, was like, you know, you in jail, how you talking? I think they want war when he out, you know, the whole nine. So, I mean,
Jamie,
it's just, what do you got, Jamie? Because, listen, I know it's a lie. It's a lie, sis. I know.
Kodak, just stay in jail, you know, stay there. I really don't care to hear about Kodak. I don't want to hear his voice. He's been canceled since talking about dark-skinned women. He's been canceled for a lot of things.
Exactly.
With the Lauren London comments, you know, it's just all really BS to me. But okay, when I heard that audio, did he say kick that B or hit that B?
I'm gonna punch that B.
Oh, I thought.
I thought I heard hit.
Can we get a
Can you actually play it again?
Can we get a replay? I think it said kick.
Young Miami, your range, you're on an 808, baby. When I see him hit that,
okay, so here's what. Ooh, come on, we're just gonna decipher it. Okay, so I feel like when he said hit, does he mean like hit it, like pow pow? Like,
no, he's saying I'm gonna hit her in her stomach because she's pregnant.
Okay, so you know, make a sexual term?
Because a lot of guys like to, you know. dig in the guts, you know? Like, I know.
Hit that bit in the stomach, you know?
I mean, not saying that pregnant women cannot be sexy. Of course she can be, but it's
and they can still sex.
Right. He's upset because they had whatever relationship that they had in the past. It's no longer a thing. She's moved on to who she's with now. She's, what, seven months pregnant? She's showing, okay?
Big.
She's
not looking good.
Okay, right. Beautiful.
I guess.
And you saying that you want to hit her in her stomach because you feel some type of way. So, one, you want to hurt a child. Two, you want to hurt a woman and just a person in general. It's real weird. Like you said, to me, he's been canceled since before. And then the whole thing with Nipsey Hussle just really sealed the deal for me. Like,
yeah.
Saying that you, like, why are you, it's just a lot. So, a lot of people on Black Twitter have been saying, like, it's time to officially.
It's time. You know, T.I. did it first. He removed a mouth to Trap Museum. So, I mean, people are really taking this serious, okay?
Absolutely.
He's an urge. Like she said, you know?
Right.
And regardless whether he said it in that term or sexualized or hitting, it's still inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't really matter.
Absolutely.
It's just bad.
Absolutely.
I just figured, like, just to play devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying?
But no, I feel like
he's a devil, all right.
I can't wait, Joshua. Hit that. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Period. Okay. But no, some things that we do like. I love Monique. I feel like she's definitely putting the Black community on.
She's put her foot down.
Okay, period.
Hey,
right. So, Jamie, go ahead and put your foot down on that topic, though.
Yes. Okay, so I have to agree with you, Rocky. I love me some Monique. I've loved her ever since way back in the day in the 90s all the way through to the Parkers to now.
Yes.
And the Monique Show. Remember?
Yes.
And please put me on some of the stand-up comedies.
Absolutely. No, she's an icon.
Yes. That was just us putting a little bit of respect on Monique's name, okay?
A little sprinkle there.
So she had a recent interview with Vulture, okay?
Mm.
And it was a feature interview where she is talking about being blackballed again, but she got a little bit more into the nitty-gritty. So we knew about her issues with Oprah, but she, of course, talked about why. So first, in the tweet that I wanted to talk to you guys about where they're talking about Monique, basically she had a lot of things to say. Now, one of them, hold on, y'all. Now, one of them, it was just like, Monique rips into Whoopi about Whoopi accepting a different wage than the other co-host. And she feels like, for you as a Black woman, you are putting us behind.
Yeah,
how are you actually helping us? You're settling. With Oprah, she was mad at Oprah because she's talking about her personal family issues, how her brother molested her when she was younger. And she brought her mother on, who she's called her mother greedy. So Monique has a lot of family issues that she trusted to her, that Oprah would keep between the two of them. And we've heard a lot of things about Oprah, but I think because she is Oprah, a lot of people aren't going to mess with that, kind of like they wouldn't with Bill Cosby.
Or right. Powerful people, they don't want to step on their toes.
And with Steve Harvey, she talked about integrity and how he, you know, chose the white man's money over
his integrity. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because that's a deeper issue, I feel like, too.
And that's a different topic.
And I think that's what the whole thing is about, though. Like, what are you willing to do? You know, what one will do, another will. And she said that in different ways. But I think that Monique was very passionate. And I think that a lot of people might say, well, why are you worried about Whoopi's bags? Why are you worried about what Steve Harvey had to say? Why are you worried about Oprah? You know, why are you still talking about it? I think she's really trying to get a message across. People may not like her approach, but I think it is time to listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she, I'm gonna say, she was being honest and raw. And I feel like that's what the media and entertainment in general needs. We get a lot of sugar-coated. We don't want to speak the truth because we're scared that someone else higher than us. I think Monique gave us what we've been needing for the longest.
Okay.
And so I'm here for it. And I think, like you said, I mean, it was the truth. And you can't knock her truth. And like I said, she's speaking up for the people, not just herself. It's not for, she's not trolling. It's not for some type of credential or nothing. She's just really, like, trying to be there for the culture.
Absolutely.
She's speaking up for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. He's definitely said some things that are a little problematic every now and then, you know, but we take what we can and we leave what we don't. But yeah, I love Dr. Umar, and I feel like he said it perfectly on The Breakfast Club. He was like, Black people, we have the privilege now to be able to say, like, oh, I don't have to go through that, so it's not, like an ASAP Rocky, I live in Soho, Beverly Hills, so it doesn't matter to me because it doesn't touch me anymore. I'm not living the life of a
like
Black
that,
person. Right, because it's not, you know, it's not in your...
It's so ignorant and such self-hate. Like,
it is.
Are you kidding me?
And it's just like...
what if you still were in that position? Would you want someone saying that?
You're still Black and you look Black.
And
like,
you still had a past. You weren't living in Soho all your
Black
life.
Fans.
Exactly.
You. Let me know. Excuse me.
You feel like out of place.
But that's my thing, too. Exactly. Yeah, but I feel like we, as black people, we don't see the bigger picture. We stop doing what we can for the masses of us because we've gotten to our own specific, like, personal needs. So we're like, oh, well, I'm rich now. I don't really want to, you know, with these peasants, I can't affiliate with this.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate. I hope that more and more people, black people of power, start to switch that mind frame.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, so you want to pay me out to be the bad guy? I'll take it. Which also, yeah. I want to shout out someone in the live chat at Simone TV. She says, Monique is out here letting everybody have it.
Period.
Period.
And
she's here for it, too. So we love you guys for, of course, keeping up with us in the live chat and in the comments.
Absolutely. And just like what she said about, oh my gosh, what she was saying about with the wage gap issue was, if you settle for this, I have to settle for this.
And which is facts.
Yes. Because, like,
I think that was the point of her message.
Right.
It wasn't about, I'm trying to knock what you make. I'm trying to make a point.
Exactly.
And I think that's what people miss. You miss the message. And it's like, stop being so controversial that you miss what I'm really trying to say.
Right.
She's trying to deal with that. But I will say, too, just with wages and gaps, because I know we talk about, like, women and the difference between male, what men make versus what women make. Women, if you are not going to negotiate your salary when they give you a job offer, shut up. I love you, but, like, for real. Because if they're going to just give you something, you're going to say, oh, my God, thank you, then you're taking what they give you. Usually they have wiggle room, so negotiate first, then complain.
Just like you get that car. You want to negotate them, go lower?
Okay. Or your rent.
Do that. We'll stay here all night.
Or your student loans. Really. Negotiate. Find the plans.
You know? And those are just some gems.
And it's
just some
true. Gems, I knocked my car down a lot.
No, me too. Girl, me too. High five. No, for real.
You know what? Okay. I love it. But, you know, and speaking of teaching people stuff, you may not have to learn anything on your mental health days because Oregon has now passed a law that gives students mental health days if they need to take some time, you know, to get themselves together. I love that, too. So Oregon now will allow students to take off excused days from school for mental health reasons. Students will be given up to five days to be able to take away that time. They'll be given the opportunity to redo tests, assignments, and the bill was signed into law by Governor Kate Brown. Come on.
Come on, Kate.
Okay, right. Come on, Ms. Brown. Last month, and it goes into effect in the fall. The push behind the law was inspired by the student activists that were involved in the Parkland shooting. So I thought, just in general, that's a powerful move.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. I hope that spreads throughout the entire country because I do feel like we don't take mental health as serious as we need to. Yeah, because, you know, every now and again, especially in school, too, especially as a high schooler.
And in college. But yeah, my senior year of high school, I had a mental breakdown, like, just in the shower. You know? I think isn't that where most people have their breakdowns? But I felt like...
in the shower. Yeah. It's like a...
I can't get blocked off. No one can bother you. See?
Yeah.
And your roommate
just turn the music up. Just turn the music up. Lock the door.
It's good.
Yeah, let the steam overtake you.
What do you listen to when you're sad?
Oh, me? God? We don't need no music. I just need to...
Music. I'm like, blast these thoughts out of my head. I have the volume all the way up, triple bass. I'll play anything from like emo music. Sometimes I want to be sadder.
Me too. Yeah. I agree. That's an Aries. I feel like that's an Aries thing. So. We're sad. We're just like, we like to soul.
Does gospel music make you guys just sad?
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah. Like, no, it might sound bad, but like going to church sometimes I have to limit because I will literally be in the car crying and I'm like, I can't show up to church looking like this. So
yes,
like,
you can. The doors of the church are always open.
I can, but it's like, dang, I'm really crying. I can't listen to a song and just
no, I feel you.
If those Christians judge you, you know.
Well, I'm not about being judged.
But you're trying to have your no.
Okay, bring some sunglasses next time and just walk up in there.
Right, be the old black woman with the hats and the, like, look, listen.
Put the finger up.
I'm a seasoned member.
I'm giving y'all gorilla vibes.
Okay? But literally, no, I think what I listen to The Weeknd. He's so emo. Like, he can really get you, like, to call out my name. Like, what? Who are you talking to?
Say that again? I think she held that note, y'all.
You know, I'm not going
to... She said, you're not ready.
Mom, let me take off.
She said, pay me next time. Okay?
Well, listen, charge. Absolutely. But no, yeah. So I thought that was a beautiful movement. I'm very glad that people are starting to take mental health a lot more seriously. I hope it moves, especially in California. I would have thought California would have had that move
first
before anybody.
Yeah. But I'm also like, okay, are people going to take, okay, we no. should take the mental, you know how I was going to think, like, wait a minute. You know how some people are like, well, you know, like with work, you get sick days. I'm not always sick, but so I just might want to use those hours, especially like if I'm about to leave the job.
Listen.
Give me my sick hours too.
And mental health is
and my PTO.
All of it. All of it. And honestly, I'm sorry for men. I just really do think that women need to be able to take off days for their menstrual cycle.
Thank you.
At least 3 days. That stuff is
save a life.
Real.
Because
and save yours. Right.
No, save yours. Because no, that's what I'm saying. Because if I, listen.
If I pop off.
You
asked
for
it.
Seriously, I have to apologize. I'm like, dang, why am I so much like, because I can feel the mood is different, the demeanor
absolutely.
Is different.
I don't know who I am.
The body hurts sometimes. We need that time off.
And
from
mentally,
my head to my toes.
My hormones, everything. Like, I just feel like, just leave me alone.
No,
leave
really,
me alone.
Sweet. Yeah, but give me food and chocolate.
Okay.
And the older I get, the worse it gets.
And
so.
Anything could make me mad.
I used to didn't be like this, but now I'm like, I can tell someone
trash.
When she's, I know what's going
ain't
on.
Ain't it
with
just
you.
Trash? And God just said, here you go. Deal
yeah.
with it. Deal with
I
it.
I was like, is that why I am the way I am?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to stop. But we're not going to stop these next segments. Y'all going to love them, obviously, because you're tuning in every week. Yes. But we got to know, who said that?
Who said
that? This is the perfect, I'm sorry.
It is.
Yes. I can see the whole scene in my head.
Right. Back and forth. We got the voiceover for y'all. We're going to bring it back next
yes.
week.
Check out, you know, so just wait for that. But, you guys, this is one of our favorite segments. It's called Who Said That? So, pretty much, you might think you know your celebrities, but do you really? I'm going to show you an anonymous tweet, and you're going to tell me who said that, okay? Mm. So, for our first one... the first tweet says, I'd rather leave than cheat. that's about six exclamation points.
Oh, okay,
so your options are Plies,
okay,
Lil Duval, or Charlamagne the God.
I'd rather leave than cheat.
Did they say it like that?
I mean, that's how I felt it.
You know,
if they said
so
like that.
Plies.
Wait, okay. So wait, Lil Duval. Why Lil Duval always a?
I mean, because
you
says
never know.
Black men don't cheat.
So well, he ain't in a relationship, so he ain't leaving nothing.
And they all
he says his old lady all the time on his Instagram. You never know.
It might be that an old lady. So Charlamagne, Lil Duval, and who else?
Plies.
And Plies. Bust it, baby.
Okay, right. I'll say Charlamagne.
Okay.
I was thinking Charlamagne, too.
Because he's cheated before. He's very open about how he's cheated.
Is.
But, and because I'm
has
thinking.
Two kids.
He's open in general, I feel, though. Well, at least he's starting to be, I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, Jamie.
All right, so the answer is Plies.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah, y'all gotta do better. I thought y'all did.
Then cheat. We gotta say, I'd rather lead and cheat.
I feel like that's
blah,
a
baby.
That is okay, Plies. Do women leave him?
The yeah. gold's in his mouth.
Maybe. You never know. Hood dudes be low-key the best one.
And I haven't heard nothing bad.
How
honestly,
hood,
I haven't
though?
Heard. Oh,
sophisticated
we're
hood.
We're in the spectrum.
I think he's a decent hood.
There's levels of hood
yeah.
that you can handle. There's like, ooh, trap, I'll never be with you hood. And then there's like sophisticated, like I come from the streets, but like I'm trying to get like government checks.
You the perfect,
right.
but you look around
me and he would be
edges.
Friends, right? Like he would invite me to his cookouts.
Yeah. yeah.
Then I would bring the potato salad.
There we go.
All
go.
Right, next tweet. Cooking up a new release for 2020. What a collaboration. Can't wait.
You
okay.
know what? These voices.
Okay, come on, voice out work.
Right?
Queen.
Come on, voice over
yeah.
queen.
You know.
Oh in real life. No, really.
In real life.
In real life. Right. Checks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
There we go.
Okay. So, the options are Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Okay. Kristen Emilian. Okay. Or Lil Kim.
Nicki Minaj.
Ooh, and then say, what's it again?
Cooking up a new release for 2020. What a collaboration.
Lil Kim. I'm going to say
can't
Lil
wait.
Kim.
I'm going to say Nicki.
Why?
Because I think I seen Nicki talking about music. I don't know.
Well, she
did.
She had a video with Megan Thee Stallion.
So that's how, yeah, I'm just going.
And
with
this
Nicki.
Was today? Was this today? Oh, well.
It was recent.
Okay. I'm going to say Lil Kim.
Wow, guys. Come on.
Dang. King.
No. Wait. It was Christina Milian.
I knew it was going to be her.
Christina Milian and her new boo. Well, actually, they've been dating for a few years, but she is preggers. That's the collaboration. I think that's a super cute way.
Yeah. Are you serious, guys?
Are y'all serious?
Come on.
It's okay.
She said plot twist.
That was a first show plot twist.
Yes.
That was a hard one, but I think it's super cute.
That was
cute.
Good, though.
No, that was. You definitely.
The caption without the picture sound like an album or like a single.
She tried to gag.
Did you guys get it right if watching at home? Let me know. Let us leave a comment. Of course, like, of course. All right.
And
let's see if you
get
this last one, okay? Ooh. Wow, man. Last year, I was sleeping on my sister's floor, had no money, struggling to get plays on my music, suffering from daily headaches. Now I'm gay.
I know this one just because I follow him.
Exactly. Okay. I'm sorry. We know this.
All right. Well.
Let's Aries go. Gang also.
Gang. Oh, he
is.
Okay. So, Todrick Hall, Lil Nas X, or Bow Wow.
Lil Nas X.
I know they're easy for y'all because y'all been struggling.
Listen. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, Lil Nas X.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Ow,
I feel like I had to get. Come on. I had to help my panel out a little bit, but it's okay.
Whatever. Nah, girl, listen, it's okay. We are organic panelists. We say whatever you come to the table with, we gonna
right.
we don't organically.
Judge.
We don't. We, it's none of this is fake. Okay.
Right. Period. But yes, guys, that was our. Who said that?
Who said that?
Join us next week.
Absolutely. And Sierra, you got retweet or delete?
Yes. Oh goodness, this is juiciness. So we have a lot. We have a lot, actually, for this man here. Donald Trump, our great old president. So he tweets.
Yours?
Somebody's.
Oh, yes, somebody's. I'm sorry.
With the hair right.
Giving Sam Rocky his freedom. We do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Sweden should focus on its real crime problem. Hashtag free Rocky.
Fake news. Lies.
Honestly, okay, before we get to the next tweet about this, retweet or delete. Okay, first, retweet or delete. I'm going to just ask that first.
I mean.
Before I even give my tip.
The message of freeing A$AP Rocky.
Yes.
I mean, we already know Donald Trump is an entitled thing.
Person. Right.
Whatever
something,
you want to call him.
You know, gremlin.
And I think that that's what that tweet really expressed, you know, as far as we've done so much for Sweden, but where were you, Trump? No, really, like, what connections have you made with them? Because had you made those connections, I feel like you wouldn't be tweeting this.
Wrap it up.
You need to work on this, like, for real. Learn from Obama.
Yeah.
If I could butt in from the booth here, this is Josh in the booth right here. So actually,
hey,
fun fact about this, Sweden has an incarceration rate of 66 persons per 100,000 people. So they actually have the lowest, significantly lower crime rates in any other country in Europe and in the world. So
cool. Okay. Sounds like it could be a lot better because, I mean, if they're locking up people like A$AP Rocky, imagine
for
the people
video
that
footage.
They have. With but, video footage.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys seen the video footage, but I don't know if we didn't see something, a clip was taken out, but for what I've seen, I'm still confused as to why he's locked up in the first place. I'm going to be honest. But I want to talk about this tweet because we also seen before this even dropped, Kanye West was talking to him about spraying A$AP Rocky. So my thing was this a movie because Kanye and Kim put the bug in his ear? You know, is it just a social media presidency, let me just look good type of thing, or do you genuinely care? So in my opinion, I'm going to say delete because I don't think it's authentic or genuine.
Okay.
And I feel like the culture would have been good without it. We already want him to be free, so we didn't need you to attest to that. So I'm going to say delete.
Okay.
Yeah, delete. I never want to see it again in life. And I think that he's trolling. This is what he does best. And, I mean, A$AP Rocky, the black community has his back and also doesn't. It's like very 50-50 because of his recent comments.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, I mean, he is a grown man at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, he's 30.
Yeah.
He doesn't look it, but it's like, I mean, you did put your hands on somebody. Let your bodyguard do that. You know what I'm saying? That's what you pay him for. And granted, he did not deserve to be put in jail, but that split decision is costing him. So I wish him the best, but am I gonna, you know, put on a cape for A$AP Rocky? No, but he was very nice. I met him one time.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I'm gonna say if it weren't coming from Donald Trump, I would retweet. I don't think anyone deserves to be, this is how, well, I feel everything you feel about A$AP Rocky. I'm very 50-50 with him. For the bigger, better cause of things, I'm going to say, release him. That's our brother.
Yeah.
We need to always stick up for our brother. And hopefully, we get somebody like RZA Islam or Dr. Umar who can, like, sit down with him and educate him on how to, you know, be pro-black. But until that happens, I would say I'm, like, in between. I'm, like, I don't know.
It's the best.
Yeah, you know, I'll like it or not even like it. I'll just keep scrolling on my timeline.
If someone else, right?
I'll pause a little bit.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't follow him either. So somebody had to tell me about it.
Absolutely.
And real quick, he had one more thing, one more tweet. He said after this. So of course we know that didn't happen. But so he tweeted very disappointed in Prime Minister. Is it Stefan Lof? I'm not even gonna mess
it up.
Stefan. Stefan.
Okay.
Stefan. Last name.
Lofken.
I'm not even gonna be disrespectful, messing up. So thank y'all for being unable to act. Sweden has let our African American community down in the United States. I watched the tapes of ASAP Rocky, and he was being followed and harassed by troublemakers. Treat Americans fairly again. Hashtag Free Rocky.
You treat Americans fairly.
And honestly, we're gonna wrap it up with that. That was a hypocritical tweet, and I just can't take it. ASAP doesn't need to do it. I mean, he's good. Like Jamie said, regardless, he's good. It's good. Just let it go. Delete.
Let it be a learning lesson.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, because they're going to make an example of him.
Situation. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think God works in mysterious, crazy ways.
ASAP.
Yeah, they're going to make an example out of him. Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like God works in mysterious ways. And when you do that type of stuff and you say that against your people and then now you need our help.
And I don't think Sweden's being malicious because I think they're really serious. Like, we don't take over here, this law's a little different. So right. We don't care if you, Beyonce, follow our laws.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't think Sweden's playing.
Absolutely. Well, that's all we have for you guys. Ooh. I know, teardrop. Oh, sadness. Sadness all over me. It's so sad. But, of course, we will be with you guys next week. And unfortunately, we did not have Jay Lamar with us, but he will be with us next week. And then, won't be.
Maybe. We'll
possibly.
See. I'll be here in
we'll
spirit.
See. Mm-mm. Right, exactly. Right. You know, we're booked and busy. We have a lot of things to do. So, exactly. Including being, host to you guys, which we love. Obviously, like, subscribe, share.
Booked and busy.
You know, absolutely. Gotta
I'm
get that
salty,
coin.
But she is booked and busy. We'll let her have it.
Absolutely. We all gotta get those coins. The reason why y'all taking the time out to talk to us now.
Exactly.
Y'all just had y'all coin. And y'all watching us at home. But like I said, thank you guys so much. Again, my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
All right, what's up, guys? You can find me and Jamie Gray on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I.
Yes, and it's Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my social media at Sierra Stafford TV.
Absolutely. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Log off.
Log off.
Log off.
Period.
On behalf of our PHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.